Well, later today in Parliament, we're expecting to see a motion of no confidence in the Speaker, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, taking place. That's being brought by the economic freedom fighters. So a full sitting of the House will be convened in the Cape Town City Hall to debate and vote on that motion. We're also expecting some action around the Palapala Commission. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, having a look at that. Lindsay, what are we expecting to happen this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, two fairly big items, as I'm sure you will agree. We have not seen a motion of no confidence tabled in a National Assembly speaker since 2014 when Baleka Mbete was the speaker. And so it's a rather unusual situation. We have to refresh our minds as to how this is all going to play out. But as you pointed out, Mandy, the motion has been tabled by the EFF. It relates to the evening of the State of the Nation address, when you recall that their members were removed from the chamber during a protest. And they say by calling in security services, Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula treated them really unfairly and put the House in a very tenuous situation. And so for that reason, primarily, they say the Speaker has been biased towards them. She repeatedly brushes them aside when they try to raise points of order, and they don't feel that she's impartial enough to occupy her seat. So that's going to be the second order of business today in the City Hall. As you pointed out, a full sitting of the House, the EFF have insisted on it, and that's why this motion is only being heard today, because they needed to get that venue set up again to have all 400 members, or as many of that they can, in the House. And Mandy, everybody will be asked to vote in their individual capacity, what's known as a roll call vote.
And is Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula going to be there in person? I'm not sure if you know the answer to this, because she's been in Russia. She was on a visit with a whole lot of other parliamentary members to Russia.
Correct. And before that, she was in Bahrain for the Interparliamentary Union, where, incidentally, the EFF tabled this very complaint that they have against the speaker to that union. That complaint was dismissed by their Human Rights Commission. And the speaker said at the time she was relieved that it was dismissed because she said internal processes here in South Africa are still ongoing. As you know, those events of that night are under investigation by Parliament. She is probably not going to be presiding over the proceedings, Mandy. That would be untoward. And up until now, all administrative matters leading up to today has been dealt with by her deputy, Lucheta Sinodi. So I would expect either him or one of the House chairpersons to be presiding over today's proceedings. I am not quite sure whether she is back, because as you pointed out, on Monday, she was still in Russia addressing that parliamentary talks between Africa and Russia.
Lindsay, thank you so much. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, having a look at what's going to be happening later in terms of that vote of no confidence in the speaker. A couple of things about this. So, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula has been in Russia. And we know also that the International Criminal Court issued a warrant of arrest for Vladimir Putin and the Commissioner for Children's Rights in his office. So, she was there at the time. And she's been answering some questions about this. In fact, she was on Newsroom Africa with my colleague, Colin Gambi, today, and she's also been speaking about this issue of why South Africa did not arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir during his visit in 2015. Remember that? And she said that on that day, the Sudanese soldiers actually encircled our bases. Our people could have been easily massacred. You know, I've never heard her say that before. I've never heard about Sudanese soldiers encircling our bases, and that's why we didn't arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. That's a new story if I've heard one.